Amen. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Wow. Thank you, Bobby Sue. And it's so good to have Bobby Sue back after she had surgery 5 weeks ago. Welcome back. What a blessing. Well, welcome to Lone Oak First Baptist Church. What a great crowd we have here. You may be watching online. We want to say welcome to all of you. We'd love to connect with you. If you would take a moment just to connect with us, you can do it lots of different ways. You can fill out the bulletin tear-off part and place that in the offering boxes as you leave. There's a connection card there on the bulletin, or you can do it digitally if you want to take out your phone and text the number 270-398-5005. Text the word connect to that number, and you can fill out the connection card there. It's going to be a great night of worship. We're going to ask you to worship with us, and we're going to sing. The last spring concert we did was all Gaither songs, and some of the songs are Gaither songs tonight. But we are singing a lot of gospel songs, a lot of testimony songs, and a lot of heaven songs. And we don't sing them because they're old songs or because of the style they are, but we sing them because it helps us to tell our story and to tell what the Lord has done for us and what the Lord has ahead of us in heaven. So you worship with this choir as we sing and as we lead in worship tonight. Let's pray and ask God's blessing. Father, thank you that with your blood you have saved us, with your power you have raised us. To God be the glory for the things you have done. We praise you, our God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we heard this morning, who before the beginning of time, before the earth was created, called us to be your sons and daughters, adopted us into your family. So may we tell the story of your grace tonight. May you touch our hearts and all those who listen as we sing and speak and share words of testimony about what you have done. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with us and let's sing our testimony, He Touched Me and Made Me Whole. Testimony, say amen. 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 You may be seated. The choir sings another song of testimony that we are all just sinners, but hallelujah, saved by his grace. Thank you.
If you could see what I once was, if you could walk with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today, a sinner.
From three of our choir members' testimonies tonight. Myra Klaus, and then Teresa Chrysler will come later, and Cherry Brown. But listen as they share what God has done for them.
Being the child of a Baptist pastor, I was always under the influence of the gospel. I accepted Christ when I was 6 years old, so I really don't remember very much about my life before Christ. It seems that I always knew I needed a Savior, and it was very easy when the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. I was always in Sunday school and church, and I heard regularly that Jesus loved me and he wanted me to trust him. And I understood if I really believed that, I had to have faith to believe that he would forgive me of my sins and make me his child. Since I was so young when I accepted Christ, Satan has on several occasions tried to make me doubt that I knew what really had taken place in my life. I really didn't have any big sins to confess, but I know without a doubt that Jesus saved me, and I have the peace and the assurance that I will spend eternity with him. The knowledge that I belong to Christ has given me a peace that the world really can't understand. God has led me to people who have encouraged me. He gave me a husband that he chose for me. He gave me two precious daughters, a wonderful family and friends and opportunities that I could never have found on my own. His peace in troubled times and the knowledge that he's with me all the time is beyond measure. And believe me, there have been plenty of difficult times. But in every situation, I've always been so aware of his strong arms around me, giving me the strength to continue. The peace of knowing I never have to face life without him reminds me that I don't have to see what's ahead. I just have to trust his love for me. But being a Christian is far more than the hope of eternal life. It's that wonderful peace that passes all understanding that only God can give to us. Jesus tells us in John 10:10 that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Just knowing the sacrifice that he made that we might have eternal life and this marvelous grace that he supplies is beyond our understanding. And the joy that comes from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is beyond compare. The words of the old gospel song ring so true for me. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Was a life filled with aimless desperation. Without hope, walked the shell of a man. Then a hand with a nail print stretched downward. Just one touch, then a new
Good evening. I was raised a Catholic girl by a Baptist mama, which made me a little different. I attended a Catholic school for 8 years with a cross hanging on every classroom. And when I went to church for 6 days a week and looked at the man on the hanging on the cross, and he was pretty front and center in my life, not to be forgotten. That visual of the cross made a difference. In the hard times, it was not the words of the priest or the sermon notes taken from the preacher that I remembered, but it was the visual of that cross that made a difference. As a young Catholic girl, I would pray what they called the Stations of the Cross, and there was 12 of them. And I didn't understand Latin back then. It was, you know, very foreign to me. But I did understand that as a baby was born, he lived 33 years. He died on a cross. And he was coming again. And someday I would be with him. I also understood as a young girl that this life, I have a helper. And that helper was called the Holy Ghost back then. As an old Baptist woman today, I know him as the Holy Spirit. And throughout my life, I can tell you that I have faced many, many challenges. And without a doubt, I have never faced danger alone, ever. I married at 16, divorced at 18, went in the Army at 19, followed by a 27 and a half year federal career, and then returned home to work in healthcare. While serving in law enforcement, I've had guns and knives pulled on me that suddenly jammed or they dropped them. I've had drunks come at me with broken liquor bottles, but they tripped and fell before they reached me. So, many situations, I should not be standing here today. Being miles away from family and loved ones, I was alone. And I thought I would not survive in some times. But most every desperate situation, what came to my mind was the cross. I would picture the man hanging on the cross. And somehow, it brought peace. The lung and the thyroid cancer surgeries, the treatments, reminded me that the very one that put me on this earth for his purpose can take me out when he so chooses. And by the way, it was that same one that hung on that cross that made the decisions of when my hour will be complete on this earth. So because of the cross, I'm willing to go where he sends me, do what he tells me, and try not to ask why. Like, why am I still here? Even during the wrong turns and bad decisions, he ensures that I learn a lesson from it. So when I look at the cross, it reminds me of who is really in charge. Every day comes a new testimony of what my Lord has done through the lives of his chosen people. And what a privilege to know that that man that was on the cross, that died, he died for me. So, yes, staring at the man on the cross as a young child did make a difference in how I view an empty cross today. The cross did and continues to make a difference. So in times when you feel beaten down, defeated, don't give up. Picture the cross.
Thank you.
aren't you thankful for the cross? Well, when we were planning this concert, I knew one person I wanted to sing and pray that she'd be able, and the Lord has answered that prayer. So Miss Jeanette Davis is going to come and sing for us right now. She is going to sing the song, My God is Real, For I Can Feel Him in My Soul. She has been through so much in her life, but through it all, she has given God the glory, and I know she's going to be a blessing to us tonight.
Some folk may doubt, some folk may scorn, all can go on and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away, but since that day, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my.
Lord.
That didn't light your fire. Your wood's wet. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Miss Jeanette. Aren't you glad that you are part of the family of God? And I'm so grateful that this family of God is a multi-generational family, and we value from the youngest baby to the oldest adult, and that we all worship together. So let's stand and let's sing together. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Singing songs of testimony, we're going to shift to sing songs about heaven, and this song is just the one to do it. It says, we're going to walk this road all the way to heaven, all the way to glory with my Lord and I.
Glory, my Lord and I. I'm looking forward to heaven because I have some special people that are left this world before I was ready to say see you later. Before I met David and helped raise and adopted his two daughters, I lived another life. I had another family, and Lone Oak First Baptist Church was a big part of that life. I was married to R.L. Summers, and we had two sons, Tony and Corey. I was pregnant with Tony when Brother Willis Henson came to Lone Oak. We were active in the church, teaching Sunday school, choir, mission friends, Christian education. We were also active as the boys began sports. Our lives changed when Corey was diagnosed with leukemia when he was almost 4 years old. We were referred to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. This journey included Corey undergoing blood transfusions, bone marrow aspirations, spinal taps, chemo, radiation, hair loss, surgeries, relapses, radiation, congestive heart failure, shingles, and other side effects too numerous to list. Corey was so brave, yet still was a loving, funny, and wise beyond his years. We watched him fight for 6.5 years when he relapsed the last time and there were no more treatments available. God took Corey home to his glory at the age of 10.5 years. We didn't want him to suffer anymore, but we sure did miss him. Tony was a wonderful big brother, son, friend, athlete, and Christian. He had a caring spirit. He loved helping with the kids at church, and he never showed any jealousy or resentment for all the attention that Corey received during his illness. Tony was always checking on me or hugging me to make sure I was doing okay. We knew Tony missed Corey and that he was hurting too. We just had no idea how much. Tony called me at work one afternoon, and I could tell he was congested. He didn't feel well and wasn't sure he would go to the Lone Oak Reedland basketball game with a friend that night. I told him to take some over-the-counter cold medication. If he felt better, he might still want to go to the game. Tony took the medication, but also took other pills that had belonged to Corey for pain. I had not destroyed those because they were the last bottles with Corey's name on them. Tony took too many, fell asleep on the floor listening to his stereo, rolled over and smothered in his pillow. Tony was 15.5 years old, and his death was ruled a suicide. We were devastated, but not without hope. Both of our sons had accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and were baptized at Lone Oak First Baptist Church. Brother Willis Henson was here when they were born, when they were saved, when they were baptized, and when they were buried. Our marriage did not survive the death of our sons. After the divorce, I was really searching for a purpose for my life. God heard my prayer and led me to David, who is raising his two daughters, Jennifer and Erica, by himself. God gave me a second chance to be a wife, mother, and now a Mimi. Though I long for heaven, I know I still have much to do here. God has given me the strength to share my testimony several times. I know I still have a family and friends and others who do not know Jesus as Savior, and I want them to walk the streets of heaven with me someday. I still have things to share with those who are hurting and grieving after losing a loved one. I have a group of parents I stay in close contact with who have lost children. I collect precious moments figurines, and my favorite one is No Tears Past the Gate. It depicts a girl standing at the gate of heaven, and there is a bucket there with the signed Old Hankies. The Bible tells us that God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. I still cry for my boys, but there are also times when their memory makes me smile. Nothing makes me long for heaven more than knowing it's going to be a joyous reunion when I am reunited for eternity with the people I've loved. What a day, glorious day, that will be.
Let's stand and sing about heaven. What a day that will be.
What a day that will be.
face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be. Sometime morning when this life is over,
be seated. Choir has one more song, and it reminds us of Jesus' words. He said that no one will know the day and the hour when the Lord will return, but he says this for sure: we all need to watch and wait and be ready for any time that he could return. And if you don't know the Lord tonight, after this song, Brother Scott's going to come give you an opportunity to get to know him. So this would be a great night to make him your Lord and Savior. Watch ye therefore, you know not the day. And one day all of us in Christ are going to heaven, and we're going to wear a robe and a crown.
Riding, riding for the ride. Thank you, Notes of Joy, and Brother Mark. What a remarkable job that you always do leading us in worship. This is a church. Yeah. I love the music ministry here and the way that it brings us together as we celebrate Jesus. And it's a reminder, that tonight, hearing the testimonies from these ladies, that we all will go through experiences that will leave us feeling helpless and hopeless, and indeed we will be. But the testimony that they gave is that we don't have to be. And the reason that they were hope-filled in helpless times is because they had placed their faith in Jesus Christ and God had given His Holy Spirit to be with them. And I want to tell you, friends, the hope that comes through the presence of the Holy Spirit is not one that can be forced, nor can it be manufactured, nor can it be bought. It can only come by placing your faith in Jesus Christ. If you have never trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to give you the opportunity to do that right now. It's as simple as believing that God sent His only Son to die on the cross for your sins because you could not pay the price. Believing that He paid for your sins and believing that God raised Him from the dead 3 days later so that you could have eternal life. If you've never made that decision before tonight, I want to invite you to accept Jesus into your heart. Would you stand where you are? We're going to have a time of invitation and response. And during this time, you will have the opportunity to come forward. If you'd like to make a decision for Jesus, perhaps you need to come forward for baptism, or even you would like to come and join Lone Oak First Baptist Church during the invitation, that would be the appropriate time. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the evening of celebration and worship. Lord, I ask God that you would help us tonight to respond as you're leading us to. And Lord, if there be anyone among us that has not received Jesus by faith, Father, I pray that you would bring them forward now to respond to conviction that you've placed on their heart and to place their trust in Jesus Christ. Lead us now in Jesus' name. Amen. The invitation is open.
God sent His Son. They called Him.
Glad you came tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right. Next Sunday night, we'll have Dr. Ron Harrison. Brother Scott mentioned it this morning. His home pastor from Eastside Baptist Church in Pearl, Mississippi, will be with us next Sunday in the morning and the evening. The next Sunday night, June the 2nd, we will have
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to tell you, I'm excited. The next Sunday night, we're going to have a church-wide family ice cream fellowship.
Yep.
You don't get to have all the fun. You tell them all the good news. I tell them they're sinners and horrible all the time, and you get to tell them about the fun stuff.
They get to come to Jesus and eat ice cream.
True that.
So be thinking right now for 2 weeks from tonight, which flavor you're going to make. What are you going to make? Which flavor are you going to?
I will be testing.
You'll be testing?
I will be testing.
There's a contest. We're not going to let him judge.
Oh, I will judge you. Don't worry. I will judge you. Don't worry. I just wanted to tell you I was excited about it. Okay, Hank, you can have it back. You can have it back.
The pastor is excited about ice cream. A story at 11. So next that Sunday night, 2 weeks from tonight, We'll start at 6:30 in the MPR, and we'll have a great time. If you want to put your homemade ice cream in the contest to be judged, we'll have a great time awarding someone the blue ribbon for incredible ice cream. We'll also have some extra ice cream in case, you know, all of the homemade doesn't quite make it through the entire crowd of folks that'll be here. But we'll start at 6:30 on that evening. We'll have a great time together as a church family. All right? Let's pray together as we go. God, we are so glad to be part of the family of God. And we are reminded how terrible life would be if we had to walk through it without the encouragement of other believers walking with us. If we had no hope for heaven. Thank you for the reminders that we've had tonight and the testimonies of your faithfulness and your goodness, and testimonies of how the family of God has come around each of us in times of need. Encourage us this week as we enter our mission field, and we'll give you glory for however you use us. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great Sunday.